Strap yourself in,
because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
This week's episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and we have a special guest. Not really a guest. He's back.
That's right.
Dennis is back.
DK. That's right. After my hiatus.
Yeah.
Weird.
Contrary to popular beliefs, he's not dead.
Yeah.
He is kicking.
The rumors of my death were not greatly exaggerated either.
But you're back with us, and yes. I don't think there's anybody happier but me, because it kind of got boring.
My wife is happy. Myself. And my
really?
Kids, they were.
Well, I thought you told me you were worth more dead than you were alive.
I am, and yeah, I told her she screwed up.
Shut up that policy.
Yeah.
Dennis, today in person, we have the NDI Young Professionals with us.
All right. So yeah, people, process. What'd you say? People, organizations, and resources? They're all here.
We've only been doing this like 4 years.
They're all here.
You probably know that too.
People, organization, and resources.
There you go.
Right here, right now.
So on screen, we've got Bernadette Maisel. She's the Young Professionals Chair. Welcome, Bernadette.
Hey, everybody.
While we continue on the screen, we have Marid Levison.
Oh, my gosh. Marade.
Marade. Marade.
You can train a dog, do all kinds of things. Nate, forget it. Forget it.
He got it the second time.
Marade Levison. She's the co-chair of the NDI Young Professionals. Welcome.
We went through this whole story.
I know.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no, great to get to have you guys on.
And we have Mr. Dominic Archuleta here. Welcome,
homie.
Dom.
Homie.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having us.
Dom and us boys here go way back.
Yes, Dom is also a young professional. But
like us.
Yes, like all of us. Young professionals. I don't think I was ever allowed to call myself a professional when I was young.
No, you weren't. Okay.
Okay. Okay, step one. Bernadette, what is NDIA? Because I know we have thousands and thousands of people that listen to us. Some people might not know what that is. So what is NDIA?
So NDIA is the National Defense Industrial Association, and we are a 501c3 corporate and individual membership association, and we engage in thoughtful and innovative leaders to promote the best policies, practices, products, and technology to build a more responsive and collaborative community in support of the defense and national security industry.
Dang, I think we should hire her to do
it's
our
like she
show.
Practiced that.
I think she should be our
she
show.
She read it, one of the two.
That was good, right?
She's good, yes.
That was really good.
Really good. Really, so I know a little bit. I was on the NDA Small Business Board.
The old professional side?
Yeah, the old guys.
Okay.
And NDA actually started during World War II. World War I, not two, one.
Those are junior high school.
We're trying to help the government kind of crank up the industrial side of World War I. And so they started this to get with the armaments industries and build out our national capability. And so the organization continues today as kind of an outreach of industry and government to do collaboration to kind of help not just grow, but address the problems that we have. So like, you know, if we need more ammunition, we need more tanks, we need whatever it is, the government can get with the industry and talk about, hey, here's how we need to address the future. Here's how, what we need to do today. So that's really NDIA's beginnings. And then today kind of where we're at, and it's really an outgrowth of that.
Okay. So we're specifically talking about the young professionals within
yes.
NDIA.
Yes.
Is there, what's the age limit? Is it like you have to be younger than 30?
Well, we try not to exclude anybody. So we look at kind of that 40-year-old millennial threshold.
I knew it was coming.
So you say 40.
Yes.
Okay.
If I could be inclusive.
Inclusive. Yeah.
Not,
otherwise,
not
it's
OWGs,
ageism, right?
Old white guys.
That's right.
Okay. Well, 40 is still young, right? 40 is a new 20. Because at 40 nowadays,
absolutely,
that's when you're first moving out of your parents' houses.
Oh, God.
It's not false. I've got a whole bunch that work for me.
All right. We're going to get in trouble now. Hate mail starting tonight.
Hey.
So what do you guys, so NDIA hosts like annual conferences all over the United States and world. They're large conferences. They also do local activities. And I'm assuming everyone here is part of the Colorado Springs and or Denver NDIA groups.
True.
You talk that?
Yes. So we're considered the Rocky Mountain chapter or Rocky Mountain region NDIA. So we serve the Rocky Mountain region. But to your point, there are chapters all across the nation. So that's why we encourage young professionals in any region to join. Even if they're an intern coming in Colorado Springs, join the Rocky Mountain chapter and take advantage while you're here. And as you move along in your career, there's other chapters all around the nation that you can join and be a part of.
And I do know, because they ping me probably once a month, NDIA is trying to expand into Denver now. And so they're starting to host networking events and get activities going up there as well. In Colorado, it's primarily here in the Springs, but they're trying to expand that footprint as well.
Yeah. Well, and that's where we can help as well.
We can. Smalls. We're doing it right now.
We do networking events.
Yeah, we do.
We do podcasts.
So do these guys. And they're going to tell us about it, right?
Yeah. So,
Mairead, let's let Mairead have a chat here. Mairead, so what's coming up? As secretary, co-chair.
We do a lot of really fun events with the NDAA YP committee that we help put on. Actually, just last night, we helped co-sponsor with the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Council a young professionals networking event, but it was a speed networking event. So we got just a few minutes with different mentors and people from around the community, most of them at that C-suite CEO level. So it was a really phenomenal event. And those are the types of activities that we like to offer to our YP network, our Young Professionals Network. In addition to that, we do have a golf event that's coming up, the Image Golf event on the 16th of August. And then I also know that we have the August 18th Rocky Mountain NDIA ball. So we do have a few things on the horizon that our YP committee is involved in with the NDIA chapter, and then a few others that are we're looking forward to being a part of. So lots of exciting things happening. Keeps us busy.
And those are tied to the Space Warfighting Forum, correct? That's going to be like the 16th to the 18th, that window.
Correct.
So hopefully this podcast will get published next week. You need to, because we're talking July here. So July 16 to 18 is their next big window. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to switch over to Don.
I fly out to Mexico tonight.
Oh. So. Well, guess what you're doing on the beach tomorrow, friend.
Before we move on, let me understand. Is the NDIA Young Professionals, is that just a group within NDIA, or do you have your own separate club or separate...
Organization.
Is it NDIA Young Professionals and NDIA have they're two separate organizations or?
No, we're all one organization, and it's made up of board members, and each board member belongs to a committee. And so we are part of that whole committee. And then we have individual members that are part of our committee.
That's the subcommittee. You're like a committee within NDIA.
The YP committee. YP.
Well, okay. And an organization within the parent organization, because they do things separate from the parent organization.
But they're probably funded from parent organization, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Sort of, kind of. That's, I don't think they a lot of funding things,
right?
Okay. Yeah. Dom, what's your role?
Dom. So I guess my role is as a co-chair is just to help plan these events, help get the outreach to the community, spread the word to more YPs, and then obviously, just with my somewhat of a pull in the aerospace and defense industry, maybe for some of these speed networking events, and try to get mentors on that side as well. So. just kind of getting into it. It's been about a year that I've been in the YP committee. So it's a great organization, great committee to be in. And just having the parent company, NDIA, support us, it's a great opportunity.
So we have lots of stats on our podcast. So mm-hmm. one of the stats is the average person that listens to this podcast is age like 35 to 47 or something like that.
Okay.
It's like the highest percentage of people that listen.
Demographic,
yeah. So I'm assuming when you say mentors, you mean somebody that's not part of the young professionals. So what is your criteria to become be a mentor if somebody wants to be a mentor when they're listening to this?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any criteria that we really fit anybody into. I would say people who do have a big impact within the aerospace and defense and just overall defense industry in general. Usually we like to get higher level folks, probably VP and up, kind of those levels. Obviously program managers as well. But there is no qualifications, no specifications that we do kind of fit the mentors in. We really just focus on people who are big and impactful in the community and really want to mentor the young professionals. So no specifics to be a mentor.
So Bernadette, so I'm young. I just kind of coming into the DOD contracting world, and I'm trying to figure out how to kind of plug in to the bigger system. What do you guys offer somebody like me? How do I, you know, what's out there?
So great question, and I'm glad you asked, because that's a question we get a lot of. How can I be involved? How can I advance my professional career? And NDIA is the perfect platform to do so. They offer individual and corporate memberships. Our individual young professional membership is, I think, $40 a year, and that provides you with the vast network of NDIA, access to all of these types of events. But with the NDIA Young Professional Committee in particular, our main purpose is to cultivate a diverse and inclusive, equitable YIP community around the defense industry to learn, grow, and network. So I emphasize on that learn, grow, and network piece. I think one of the biggest advantages of being part of the NDIA is the professional growth by doing things like this, meeting awesome people like you that are engaged and wanting to support young professionals. Since I've been a part of it, I have really, I would say, advance my professional career by people that I've met, events that I've been to, opportunities to speak. So I've really developed a lot of value out of being a member, given just some of those opportunities that I wouldn't get in my everyday workplace, like that public speaking and like that networking.
So
I hope that answers your question.
It does. So you talked about education. So Marae, do you guys do like... Have you yet? I don't know do you plan to, do you guys have young professional educational venues as well? And what kind of things would that be? Have you guys thought about that?
Yeah, we do. We do different kinds of events that we, again, want to help educate young professionals in addition to expanding their network. So something that we did last year that was a really successful event was a roundtable, particularly geared towards why young professionals couldn't get access to clearances and why it was challenging, and what the community could be doing, both defense and industry, to help accelerate that. So I'd say not only was it just really good discussion, but in addition, it was a really good opportunity for young professionals to learn from those who are more experienced in the field, to understand what are those barriers and how we can start to help overcome them from, you know, a young age, getting people kind of understanding what career fields they might want to be part of, and also understanding what's going to prevent you from being able to enter the Department of Defense or the military, or get a clearance when you're older, right? What mistakes could you make as a young person that would prevent you later on? So these are the types of things that we really try to get the word out to young professionals, not just in our age range, but also talking about, you know, high school and potentially younger, to understand if you want to be in the defense career field, what are the things that you want to avoid and what are the things you want to be doing to really help?
Yeah, and we all know, you know, being here in Colorado, that the word has to get out.
It's very important, actually.
I know talking to the University of Colorado Aerospace Engineering Department, they actually talk to the kids about, you know, you guys can't smoke pot. You can't, you know, and people are like, wait, what?
Can't eat shrooms.
Yeah. So it is important to do that kind of stuff. Speaking of engagements in colleges, Dom, I'm going to swing back over to you because you're like Mr. Go out there and know everybody and talk to everybody. And are you guys engaging with the colleges at all to push kind of NDIA, like UCCS or CU, or have you guys done that?
Yeah, I don't know of anything. Bernadette might be able to speak better to this, but just with Space ISAC being a big, I guess, contributor to NDIA and the Young Professionals Committee in general, they have a great connection, I know, with the cybersecurity department and probably even the computer science department over at UCCS. Mm-hmm. But I know that is something that I want to get into. I do that specifically at my own job. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a college captain. Mm-hmm. I'm just responsible of going and networking at colleges and trying to specifically CSU Pueblo and UCCS. Yeah. So no, that is something that I do want to expand, specifically the YP and NDIA YP footprint into UCCS and just more campuses probably across the Front Range and the Rocky Mountains. So no, that's something that I do want to get into, or that we do want to.
And as you guys look at that, you know, definitely got mine. Denver's is NDIA kind of expands into Denver. That's a huge market. There's so many schools there. Metro State actually is a giant college. I think it's the biggest one in the state, even though they're not well known for that. I think they have the largest number of students attending Metro State.
Okay.
You know, and then you got CU Denver, CU Boulder, Mines. I mean, there's plenty of schools. Greeley. No, is it Northern Colorado State? I don't know what Greeley is now.
UNC still.
Yeah, UNC. Yeah.
So there's a lot of opportunities there, especially for the younger folks. And I know we're trying to pull them into the fray, if you will. So I think what you guys are doing is really good.
Yeah, and honestly, just to piggyback off that, like you said, getting in there earlier and just getting a bug in there earlier, absolutely, that's what we're trying to do with the college folks. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want to pause it?
No, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do a break.
We will in a couple minutes.
Okay.
It's all good.
All right. So I saw you looking at the board. I'm like, oh.
No, I was just looking. So Bernadette, he's losing it. Your title here says Space ISAC. So is that what you do for your day job? Or is that just another organization you support for free?
So that is my day job. I am the interim chief of staff and the workforce development director. And it ties very well with my work with NDIA, because part of what I do as workforce development director is bring in young fellows into our watch center. We have a education pathway that we are bringing people that are interested in learning about the cyber and space intersection, bringing them into our watch center for hands-on operational experience. And a lot of times that demographic is the college students or students getting ready to graduate. For example, right now we have a student from UCCS in our watch center. We have one from Penn State. We're bringing in one from Purdue. So it's a really good intersection for me in my professional life, and also being able to volunteer for the NDIA committee.
Nice. And let's go to you next. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dominic, who do you work for?
Yeah, so I work for a company called Actel Engineering Services. We're a subcontractor here in town for DoD aerospace and defense programs, really just helping companies and integrators in town get work done. So I run our software team here locally and really just have a bench of cleared software engineers to help folks get work done.
Nice.
Yep.
And Mairead?
I actually work with Bernadette at the Space ISAC, the Space Information Sharing and Analysis Center. So I'm the deputy director here. So Bernadette and I are both on the leadership team, and just kind of reiterating and echoing what she said. It has been honestly a really good intersection to be part of the NDIA YP committee and also serving in this role as a young professional on a leadership team for an organization like the Space ISAC. And it's been really cool to see kind of how we've expanded into different universities. Like we have University of Colorado, Colorado Springs is on our founding board, and we're located here in the building with them. So we're technically a tenant within the UCCS cybersecurity building. But just helping students understand, because I had a background that really had nothing to do with space or cyber, which is really a lot of what Space ISAC focuses on, and helping them understand that you can come from the humanities, you can have a political science degree like me, and still play a really important role in this industry. And I just think NDIA has also really helped help me learn the skills to convey that information to other young professionals. So
nice. Okay. Well, you guys are all like very well connected. I know Bernadette and others at the symposiums, right? At the booths. Dominic and I have spent more time than he's probably spent more time with me than anybody else in town lately. Yep. It's been quite a bit. But let's pick up where we left off in a couple minutes. We'll go to a quick break and we'll be right back.
Cool.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit fivestar.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This week we have as guests on our podcast, we have the young professionals from the NDIA. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. That was a long break.
No, it wasn't very long.
It wasn't very long.
Good thing we didn't have to go potty. All right, next one. So Bernadette, so how'd you get into NDIA? How'd you find out about them? What brought you to this fold?
Yes. So in my previous life, I worked for the Space Foundation for 14 years. And one of the opportunities that I was provided was to be a part of NDIA. They needed a representative on the board, and I was selected to be a part of it. And I have carried that along with my career moving into this new position at Space ISAC. But honestly, I was really looking to engage with more young professionals in the community. To Mairead's point, I have an English degree, and here I am working in cybersecurity. So I was looking for more people to connect with that I could relate to and learn from. And I found that NDIA had a really robust membership base, and it provided a lot of different opportunities for that networking and different events. To your point, you know, you see us at symposiums and see us at all events. And I really tried to take advantage of that and take advantage of all those opportunities. So that's kind of how I got to be a part of it, and I just never really let go after I left my old position because I found so much value in it.
And Mairead, did you kind of follow Bernadette, or did you find out a different way to get into NDIA? Just curious.
Yeah, so Erin Miller, she's the executive director here at Space ISAC. She was the previous chair serving with Bernadette as the chair of the NDIA Young Professionals Committee. So working under Erin, I started to kind of help just with coordinating her schedule and different events. Saw this YP thing coming up more and more. It's like, what does YP even stand for? So I had to ask her and had to figure out what it was that she was up to.
Welcome to the DoD, and that's actually, by the way.
Oh yeah, acronyms. It doesn't end. But yeah, so that's actually how I initially started, was kind of like on the fringes. And then after going to an event, I was like, there's a lot of young professionals here who are also interested in defense and national security. So that really piqued my interest. And it's always fun to network with young professionals that have just kind of similar interests as you, even though we all come from different backgrounds. So that was kind of initially how I got into it. And then this year, I officially joined NDIA, like Bernadette said, with the $40 membership. And then I got to be part of this committee with Bernadette and Dominic. You know, because it helps to know people. Yeah. So that's the long
term. So Dom, how about you? How'd you get into NDIA? Because I don't think you and I haven't had this talk. I don't think you were in NDIA earlier.
No, so I actually got into NDIA officially about a year ago. And what kind of drove me to get into NDIA was just being in the industry for about a year at that point. I wanted to get my name out there, network a little bit, know more people in the industry. So I reached out, I don't know if you know Morty Mortensen over at BAE
Morty.
Systems.
Morty.
Yep, so I think he's a chair on the national board for NDIA. So I reached out to him. I asked him how I become a member in NDIA. And in my email, I specifically said, I don't know if I'm old enough to be in NDIA. So he responded back with an email, and he's like,
you can't be 12 anymore.
No, I'm not. I might look, just kidding. But so he responded back with an email, and he was like, no, actually, we have a group perfectly that you could join. And I was like, what is that? And he goes, the Young Professionals Committee hooked me up with Erin and Bernadette and joined the Young Professionals Committee, got into all the events with them, and kind of just fell in love with the committee and then NDIA in general. So kind of similar to Marade. Paid for that membership. I actually got the 10-year, the lifetime membership with NDIA. So I'm locked in for a long time, and then I feel good to be locked in with the YP committee as well. So a little bit different.
At least for a few more years.
Yeah.
So our motto, you know, used to be network, collaborate, and grow. I think it still is. But we, you know, that holds true for what you guys are doing, right? I mean, we're more looking at professional or organization level, like, you know, companies to network, collaborate, and grow. But you guys are looking more at the personal network and collaborate and grow. And I think that's what NDIA offers the senior folks as well as the young professionals. You know, it, as you guys mentioned, there's activities you can get involved with, there's committees you can get involved with. And then those also at the young professional group, when they have the larger functions like the Space Warfighting Forum, they'll usually kind of bring you guys in and offer something as part of that as well. So there's lots of opportunities to network and collaborate if you want to, you know, work with other things. I know NDIA has worked with, we talked about AFSEA before we started the podcast, but AFSEA, USAFA, the Air Force Academy Association, trying to think of the other organizations in town, but the Smalls and other organizations where we all kind of collaborate to, you know, again, bring folks in, let them chat with each other, find mentors and get in there. So I think that's all super important work.
I'm curious, as you guys pull together networking events, and I mean no offense by this statement, but the younger generation is younger than us. Hold on, let me get there. I'm not just saying it's tougher. I don't see as many young people at networking events because I think that they truly have a harder time talking to people in person. And I say this because I've got young children that literally are getting mad at me.
They freak out if you have
my friend hasn't snapped me back, hasn't texted me back, hasn't TikToked me back. And I'm like, well, did you try to call him? Well, no, can't do that. I'm like, but so I'm very fearful that we're losing the ability to go out to in-person networking and talk to each other. So I'm curious, do you guys find that? Do you guys have to try to teach people over how to do the face-to-face networking?
You know, that's a good question. And I think obviously after COVID that is, you know.
And it's not just for young people after COVID, right? It's for everybody.
No, absolutely. You know, I think the one thing that separates that a little bit is that we offer opportunity for everyone to be involved. And we make a point to encourage people that may be a little bit outside of their comfort zone coming to an event like this. But we as a committee are committed to making sure that anybody that comes to our event is involved at some way or another. And oftentimes I, you know, will go into a networking event. I look around the room and I look at people who aren't networking with others, and I make it my point to talk to those people in particular. And it kind of grows from there, I think.
Yeah.
But I think that's something that we as an organization need to encourage more of, and allowing young professionals to know that these things are how they really advance their careers. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, to your point, there definitely is a lack of that in-person engagement that we're really striving to bring forward more. So hopefully, as listeners are hearing us talk about this, they will want to be more involved in our events. The upcoming ball that Marade mentioned on the 18th, something that's kind of unique as part of our young professionals being involved in something like that is we oftentimes volunteer for certain positions. For example, we get to be the VIP escorts. So we are escorting the Hardinger Award winners to the stage, or, you know, so it's very unique opportunities like that, that I think once you kind of realize that you have an opportunity like that, you want to continue to engage. And I know for me, that was exactly how it was. I had an opportunity to walk out Chief Master Sergeant Zimkes, and it was, you know, such an honor for me. And I said, okay, I have to do this every year now, because what's the next general? I get to walk to the stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, the reason I bring that up is because Dennis and I and the Smalls, we've helped out quite a bit down at Catalyst Campus when they do some of their events that they put on. And I always try to give some of the younger CEOs, if you will, and it's not just younger CEOs, I guess. It's any CEO, either they're younger or they are an engineer turned CEO because they invented new technology and they're trying to sell their technology to new government agencies. But whenever they do their
pitch
days,
you can tell.
You can definitely tell that some are extremely uncomfortable talking in front of people. And the ones that I try to give the majority feedback, and I'm nice about it, but young gentleman, probably in his early 30s, literally read off his paper for his pitch about the technology that he invented. And I'm like, sir, I get it. But if I was in the crowd and this was a real pitch, I'd be like, so did you actually invent this? Because why are you reading off? You shouldn't have to read anything if you're the inventor, right? Just talk. Now, you might want to put down points so you don't just veer right, veer left like we do here. But, you know, I see things like that all the time that people, it's either one or two things. Either they're just a little bit younger generation that are coming up, entering into the DoD for the first time. And it can be scary though too, right? Because there's
scary people like you, Nate.
DOD. I'm guessing for you two ladies, it was probably difficult to come into the DOD. Not difficult, but a little scary too, right? Because it's a whole new vernacular, whole new language you have to speak.
Strange people.
And the network of people here in town, I mean, we've got, what, close to a million people here in Colorado Springs?
Mm.
And even though there's that many people, you and I, between you and I and all of us here, we probably know
everybody.
5,000-6,000 people that are all part of this thing we call DOD. So it's actually kind of a small community, but if you'd never get out there and network, like you guys are trying to help do, it's tough to team with somebody on to go after work.
Yes.
Yes.
Good Shut points.
Okay. What else, Mark? Oh, where's my beep button?
Yeah, we don't have a beep button anymore.
We do.
So from your guys' perspective, like, where do you think things are going with the younger professionals? Is it growing here in town? Is it, what do you guys see? I know we talked to probably a year ago to some of the professional organizations, and they were having problems getting folks to kind of join. And I think what you guys are doing is good. It's the outreach, right? I'll let Dom take this one first. The outreach. But how's it going?
Yeah. I think right now the outreach in general and just growing the YIP community and I guess just getting the word out there, it's going well. I think with the help of the Rocky Mountain NDIA chapter, it's been going really well. I think the events that we put on, and kind of to piggyback off of Bernadette, like the events that we put on, just come to one of them and you're going to want to come to the rest of them. So that'll kind of take away that shyness or whatever it might be. But I think the outreach is going really well. I think just getting more people involved with obviously broader networks will just keep expanding the YP committee. So that's obviously our goal, just get as many people involved as possible and then kind of just put on the events from there. And
are you guys doing, besides like larger networking events or anything, are you guys doing like just, excuse me, like monthly YP meetings at places, or are you guys doing something like that too?
We've been doing them mostly virtual. We did have one in person, but yeah, we have a monthly tag up, okay. Us three, and then obviously anybody else that we can get involved in the committee as well. But yep, monthly tag ups, just a game plan for that month, kind of for the next event, and kind of prep for the rest of the year as well.
So you guys just did the happy hour you were mentioning earlier. What's next for the young professionals? Where are you guys going now? Have you got that far out? Sorry, I don't want to put you on the spot either.
Tag, you're it.
No, we have.
We're a committee,
so we're
gonna, Dennis,
host a kickoff event. We're going to host a kickoff event here at Space ISAC, oh. And we're going to actually combine forces with some of the other professional committees. So we're going to work with the Colorado Springs Rising Professionals. Nice. We're going to work with the Chamber Hello Colorado Springs Interns. We're also going to work with the Southern Women's Chamber. They have a young professional committee. So we're going to kind of join forces with all of the young professional committees in town and kind of do a kickoff event and make all of the young professionals aware of all these resources and all of these different organizations that they have access to, and hoping that we can expand that network a little bit more to continue to build onto our own committee for NDIA.
Dang, I'm excited about that. Well, when you guys get that a little more refined, make sure you tell us, because we put a weekly newsletter out, although I didn't do it last week, I'm sorry. We normally do a weekly newsletter, and we'll put all these events out there for you for free. And hopefully, you know, the podcast as well. So our goal is to help you guys and other professional organizations and to get the word out.
Let's do stuff together, right?
Yeah.
I was also going to ask you, are you focusing on just Colorado Springs or greater southern Colorado? The reason I ask is right south of us in Pueblo, there is the SKILL program.
Nate's from
Southern
Pueblo.
Colorado
Nate,
Innovation.
Nate's from Pueblo.
I'm not from Pueblo. I live in Pueblo West.
In Pueblo.
Pueblo West.
Pueblo West.
There's a difference.
It's a different town.
Actually, lots of good stuff is happening in Pueblo West, and you have to admit that.
There is. Lots of good stuff in Pueblo. Yeah, so if you guys are looking to expand, you know, Pueblo, we host a quarterly meeting down there, and next one we have, we'll make sure you guys get invited, and maybe you can talk to people down there.
Let's combine our networks together.
Yeah.
That's the good thing.
Please do. We absolutely would love to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
And I'll offer Nate up, too. You know, if you guys do that event, we could do a podcast there live from your event. And you could get people to come talk. We've done that to many different things.
At all of our networking events now, we're bringing podcasting gear to just sit down with five-minute pitches from people.
And then you can keep the podcast and put on your stuff if you want.
We've also started our book. We haven't got very far yet.
We started a book.
We've got our title.
It's
Never Turned Down a Conversation.
Yep.
So we don't.
I like it.
Well,
there's an invitation in your inbox already. We will plan to have you there for sure.
Boom, look at that.
Excellent.
Do you have the date already? I didn't want to put you on the spot. Do you have a date?
We don't. We're just trying to solidify TBD. Right now, but there's still an invite with a TBD in there.
It's good. Just don't do it on the week of the 16th to the 18th. Don't do it then. Or April when the Space Symposium's happening. Although that might be a good time to do it,
No, it's not. Because the Chamber last year did an event in the middle of
the
week. And, well, I had to run the podcast, so I had to run from the symposium to the Chamber, set up, do a podcast, run back to the symposium. It was crazy. It's too much in 1 week. So
that's such first world problems.
I know, first world problems, I'm telling you. Especially with old people.
I didn't get a nap in. I think I still have the symposium hangover.
What's that?
I think I still have the symposium hangover.
Yes. Well, you and I actually still need to talk on the professional side. I've got to put some people in touch with you for the Space ISAC. Yeah. I've got a perfect match for you guys. So
okay, let's. I don't want to wrap it up just a second, but how do people find out about NDIA Young Professionals? How do they get a hold of you guys? What's the means to do that?
So we do have a website. You can go to the NDIA national website and go to the Rocky Mountain chapter. Otherwise, you can email any of us. I will send my email, but Bernadette@s-isac.org.
Okay. And then
what's the NDIA website, you know? Is it NDIA.org?
I think it's NDIA.org.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And on there, they'll get in contact with you guys. And there's also a national young professionals, right? Higher kind of organization that they can plug into, I think, if they're not here. So we have listeners from across the U.S. and the world, and I believe there's actually overseas chapters as well. So if you are listening and you're in Japan or Germany or wherever you are, the Middle East, not sure about the Middle East for chapters, but I do know that there are some overseas, and in almost every state, if there's a military installation, that there's NDIA representation there anyway. So, you know, reach out, get involved, plug into the young professionals if you're a young folk or listening. And if you're not, if you're someone more senior and you want to be a mentor or you want to help get the younger folks in your area engaged, give these guys a shout. Give us a shout. We'll reach out to them and also reach out to NDIA. Again, it's a great organization. If you're in the Department of Defense, and even if not necessarily Department of Defense, U.S. government, I would suggest, you know, NDIA is a good place to go.
Or you're just looking to talk to a whole bunch of smart people.
Or you want to talk to people.
There you go.
Or you want to do a protest.
That's it.
A lot of benefits.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe you're looking for Mr. or Mrs. Wright.
We didn't talk about benefits other than finding Mr. or Mrs. Wright. So you join $40. What do you get? What do you get for being a member of the Young Professionals?
So you get to talk to all of us and come to meetings with us.
Okay.
But you do have access to the kind of network of NDIA. They have a interactive platform that allows you to look for jobs, connect with people. There's a lot of different resources as you join as a member with their membership platform. But then also just having access to these types of events and being a part of things like this. I think I mentioned in the beginning, you know, having opportunities to have conversations with you all is a great opportunity as a young professional, and I think there's a lot of those types of benefits for being a part of NDIA.
I kind of cheated too, because I know what else you get because I'm a member. So you also get access to webinars, free webinars. You also find out about all the other larger conferences going on, and you also get a cool magazine.
I was going to say, and the magazine, I've got mine.
I was just looking at mine's in my bag. Mine's
right.
Actually in my bag, yep. In my car.
Monthly magazine.
Yes, it's really good. It is a very good magazine, and it kind of covers the spectrum. They have a topic. It's topical every month.
They did a topic on us once, didn't they?
That was that FC or NDIA that they did? I can't remember.
Both, maybe. I don't know.
One of them did. One of them. No, it was FCA.
Was it FCA?
Yeah. Sorry, FCA. Sorry, NDIA.
Well, no, we'll give them the chance, too.
Yeah, we'll get you in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, so, look at our faces. We were born for radio. Or, I mean, paper. I don't know.
So NDIA does put out a lot of good information and offers a lot of opportunities, not just for education, but also for interacting and for networking. So applaud you guys for what you're doing. I think that, you know, we need to continue this. As you guys mentioned, you know, don't be going to the grade schools and kindergartens. I think that is a little too young. But, you know, as we...
High school for sure.
Yeah. There's the next generation of folks and bringing them in and these younger folks. And as you guys mentioned, the U.S. government and government contractors, we all need the younger generation to kind of keep the flow going. And there's always work and there's always opportunities and really need folks to kind of continue to carry the torch. And so these organizations like NDIA and especially you guys doing work for young professionals and trying to bring them into the fray, I think that that's really important and really good. So I applaud you guys for what you're doing. And the time, you know, people don't realize, like Nate and I, the time it takes to do this stuff, you know, extra with your jobs, and I'm sure you're probably in some other boards and committees too. You're not just doing this. It's a lot of time and commitment, right? I mean, it really is. And a lot of people don't do that or realize how much time and effort you guys put into things. But there is a benefit out of it. Like you mentioned, you know, you're getting to meet people that you'd never get to meet before. You're getting the opportunity to, you know, meet coworkers or somebody else. So, you know, you guys got everything going on right now, but say there's some trouble or you got a friend who's looking for a job or you're looking for something, there's this network that you can reach out to. Or if you're working on a project and, you know, there's something your team's struggling with, you can reach out to somebody and get some, you know, reach back support. So all that is super key to a successful career and really successful in life. So applaud you guys for what you're doing.
Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate you guys giving us the platform to kind of talk through what we do and kind of spread the word. So appreciate you guys.
Any final parting words, Bernadette?
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
I would say thank you. Thank you for having us. It was an honor to be here today. And just one more shout out for NDIA. The Rocky Mountain Ball is on August 18th. It is open to everybody, and it is a great time. So that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Well, before you leave the ball topic, it's at USAFA, right? I don't remember where. Are they doing it at the Air Force Academy? I don't remember where.
No, it's at the Doubletree.
The Doubletree.
Yeah, off of Lake Avenue.
I know it moves.
Yep.
The Doubletree is a great facility, too, if you haven't been there.
Yeah, it's at the Doubletree.
So, okay.
And great. Anything from you?
No, I mean, the same thing as what Bernadette said. Just thank you so much for having us on today. I know a big part of what we do is just getting our name out there so that young professionals know that we're a resource for them. Even if they're not government necessarily, I will say, you know, we work private industry. We just work with the DOD a lot. So it's important, I think, for all young professionals that touch defense in any way, shape, or form to be part of something like this. And it gets easier. I know you were talking about how it's getting harder for young professionals to network and even just the ability to speak and get to know people. It does get easier. You just need to put yourself out there and get to events. So especially the things that we put on, I just encourage anyone who's listening, take some time out of your schedule, be a little uncomfortable because that's where growth happens, and join us for some of the cool things we're doing. So thank you.
Nice.
Okay. Dom?
Yeah, no, kind of to piggyback off that. Come to our events, just see how impactful and how helpful they are for YPs and pretty much anybody at our events, and you'll want to be coming back moving forward. But no, really thank you guys for giving us the platform to speak on this. And no, I'll be at both of those events, the Rocky Mountain Vol that week of the 16th to the 18th, and I'll also be at the golf event. So I'm really looking forward to networking with more YPs and just more folks in general. So look forward to seeing people there.
Do you know if there's already young professional teams for the Image Golf Tournament?
I don't know. I'm not in. I'm not golfing this year, so
you're not.
So we just have a booth, but I'll be there. Okay. Active. So
okay, we'll talk to Joe Cahoe, our friend and mentor.
Yeah,
He runs the golf tournament, so we should get him on the podcast. We need Joe out here. We haven't had him on a podcast yet. We need to do that. He'll drive up in his Corvette and be cool. All right.
What's up, Joe?
Well, hey, you guys, thank you so much. And yeah, if we can help you get the word out, please send us a note. Say, hey, I got this event. Can you market it for us? Love to do that. That's what we do. If you guys want us to come to the event, not only market it, but come to the event and do some, you know, podcasting and just, or add two more bodies to your headcount, you know, we can do that too. So just let us know, and we'll gladly support you. And please say hello to Aaron for us.
Yes, most definitely.
I will.
With that being said, we're going to make that a wrap this week for our podcast. And if you guys just stay on for a few seconds, we'll be right back with you guys. And this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.